1 to 13.
马可福音第九章一到十三。马可福音第九章一到十三。
And he said to them, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power.
耶稣又对他们说，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在每场死位以前必要看见上帝的国大有能力降到。
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象。
Today's topic is majestic glory.
今天我们要讲的是荣光中的荣耀。
We have talked about Jesus teaching them that if you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me.
我们前一个礼拜一直讲说，耶稣告诉他们说，你们要跟从我的话，就必须舍己，然后背起他的十字架。
And then also talk about when the Son of Man come in his Father's glory with holy angels.
然后也讲到说，当人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候。
Because Jesus followed Father's will and through the cross and go to the glory.
因为耶稣他是跟遵从神的话命旨意，所以经过上十字架走到他的荣耀里。
Going through the cross is not an easy task.
然后能够走过十字架不是件容易的事。
There must be something guiding and helping and encouraging to go through the cross.
然后要走过这个十字架这条道路，一定要有一个动力，能够鼓动你、激励你的一个动力。
That is glory.
这个激励你的动力就是所谓的这个里讲的荣耀。
See, if you travel in a dark night, and maybe in the mountain area, then if you can see a light far away, even far away in front of you, then there's a hope.
如果当你在山上旅行的时候，在黑暗中，你如果看到远方即是一个很小的一个灯，但是它就足以鼓励你那个勇往直前。
Even though you are hungry and thirsty,
即使你是又饥又渴，
but because there's a light,
因为这里有一个光，
then you know where to go.
你就知道，你可以做一个定点，知道往哪里去。
So when Jesus talk about maybe like a lecture, say deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me.
所以当耶稣教训他们说，你们要当舍己背起你们的十字架的时候，来跟从我的时候，
Sometimes for human, just lecture probably not sufficient.
就好我们人一样哈，如果你只是在那边讲论而已，好像没有太大的果效。
Therefore Jesus told them that I tell you the truth, some standing here will not taste the death. That means before you die, you will see the kingdom of God come with power.
所以耶稣在第九章就告诉他们说，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在每场死位以前必要看见神的国大有能力降临。
I believe Jesus has already seen the glory.
我深信耶稣已经看到这个荣耀了。
But not the disciples.
但是这个门徒他们还没有看到。
That's why Jesus said, after I teach you this is the right route that far to follow me, but you need to see the glory.
所以耶稣说，我已经指明了道路了，这也是正确的道路，但是我也会让你们看到这个荣耀。
So after 6 days, he took Peter, James, and John to the high mountain.
所以过了六天以后，耶稣就带了彼得、约翰以及雅各，他们就到了上了山。
There's a simple principle. To see the glory is always being selected.
我们就知道有一个很大的原则哈，就是要见到这个荣耀的话，是一个选择性的。
Jesus got 12 disciples, but he only took 3 to see the glory.
那我们知道耶稣他有12个门徒，他只选了其中3个门徒，他们才看到了耶稣的变相的荣耀。
And over there, he was transfigured before them.
然后耶稣就在他们面前变了形象。
Apparently he changed.
很显然他就改变了。
It's not plastic surgery.
我们这里讲的不是这个人工美容哈。
But something changed. Then the next verse say, verse 3 said, his clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them.
那我们这里讲说形容就是说耶稣变相以后衣服放光极其洁白地上漂布的没有一个能漂得那么白。
Apparently, this is something beyond the disciples' comprehension.
很显然的就是超乎门徒他们所能明白了解的。
But not only Jesus changed, but something unusual happened.
耶稣不但的变相了，而且有个很不寻常的事情发生。
And there appeared before them Elisha and Moses, who were talking with Jesus.
忽然有以利亚同摩西，在那边讲话，跟耶稣说话。
And Peter said to Jesus, "Say, Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
那彼得就对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里可真好，可以搭三座棚，一个给你，一座给你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Over here, we need some references from Old Testament about Elijah and Moses.
这里我们稍微去再去看一下这个旧约里面有关于以利亚与摩西的经文。
Moses, he was 1500 years ahead of Jesus. That means 1500 BC person.
那我们知道摩西是在耶稣以前大概1500年以前的人物。
1400
年以前。
And at that time, God used Moses, went to the Egypt, and then took the people from, took Israel from Egypt.
那个时候神就使用了摩西，让他带领这个以色列人出了埃及。
And crossing the Red Sea, and then into the wilderness.
过了红海，走到旷野。
And finally, they came to a mountain called Horeb.
后来他们就到了一个所谓的山，叫做何烈山。
And at that mountain that God spoke directly to the Israel people, and the scene was horrifying.
然后在这个山上，神就直接的向以色列民讲话，然后这是一个非常的震撼，甚至有些恐怖的一个景象。
Israel was so much scared, and they didn't want God to talk to them anymore directly.
他们怕到一个地步，他们就说：“不要让神再跟我们直接讲话了，我们受不了了。”
I was so amazed that people talked to me and said, I want to see God with my eyes, then I can believe.
那我现在就想到很多人说，只要我亲眼看到神，我就相信神。我觉得这句话是在讲的是有点很震撼哈。
Because they do not know God.
那讲这个话的人实在是他们不明白，不知道神，不认识神。
Once God showed up, then you will be vanished.
因为只要神一出现的话，你就消失了。
Because darkness, when light came out, the darkness is just gone.
因为当光一出现的话，黑暗就会消失的。
The Holy God appeared to us, then the filthy us will be destroyed.
当这个圣洁的神一出现的时候，我们这污秽的人哪里有这个可以存活的余地呢？
Because Israel, they experienced that. They knew no more. We don't want to see God direct talk to us.
那以色列就是有这样的一个经验，他们就说受不了了，不要再让神直接跟我们说话了。
Therefore, God spoke prophecy to Moses.
所以神就通过摩西来讲预言。
And then Moses passed on the message to Israel.
然后摩西就当一个神的这个发言人，把这个信息传给以色列人。
And this in the Deuteronomy chapter 18.
这就是在这个《生命记》里面第十八章。
The Lord your God, that means Moses talked to Israel. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him.
神就对摩西说：“耶和华你的神要从你弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知像我，你们要听从他。”
For this is what you ask of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said.Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die.
正如你在何烈山大会的日子，求耶和华你神一切的话，说：求你不再叫我听见耶和华我神的声音，也不再叫我看见这大火，免得我死亡。
The Lord said to me, "What they say is good."
耶和华就对我说：他们说的是。
I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him.
我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知像你。我要将当说的话传给他。我要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。
If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name,I myself will call him to account.
谁不听他奉我名所说的话，我必讨谁的罪。
So now, Moses' prophecy became fulfilled.
那我们看到现在摩西的预言已经实现了。
And not only that, Moses he himself saw the prophecy fulfilled in front of his eye.
不但如此，摩西还亲眼看到这个预言的实现。
Because now he talked to Jesus directly.
因为我们现在耶稣在跟他对话。
And God said, I will raise up a brother among Israel, that is Jesus. And what he said to them, everybody need to listen to him.
然后这里也讲到说，我在你的弟兄中间给他兴起一位先知像你，然后我要将当说的话传给他，所有的人都要听他讲的话。
So that means 1400years ago, Moses, and now he met Jesus at the time that disciple witnessed.
So we 现在看到一个现象，就是一个1400年以前的摩西，现在就在这门徒的时代，面对面的与耶稣对话。
And now let's talk about Elijah.
我们现在看一下以利亚。
Elijah was 850 years before Christ.
那以利亚是生在主前850年。
And during his time, he was a very powerful prophet. He did a lot of miracles, big miracles.
那我们在这个以利亚他生前的时候是一个大有能力的先知，行了许多许多的奇迹。
And then 450 years later, a prophet called Malachi, he wrote down the prophecy.
那在这个他以后四百年，主前四百年的时候，有一位先知叫做马拉基，他也写下了这样的预言。
Talking about Elijah.
有关于以利亚的预言。
And this is 400 years before Christ.
就是在主前四百年所说的。
See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
看那耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their father, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
我必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
So to Israel, everybody know that.If something really big, great, and dreadful day come, before that day, Elijah will come.
那所有的以色列人都知道这点，就是在这个可咒诅的这种大日子来到以前的话，这个以利亚一定会先出现。
So once Elijah appears, that means the big, great, dreadful day, or the judgment day, will follow.
所以一当这个以利亚出现以后，这个大而可畏的日子就会来到了。
So many Israel, they gave their son name Elijah.
所以很多以色列人就把他们儿子的名字起名叫做以利亚。
Because they hope my son comes and then the great day will follow.
他们就希望说，哦，像我儿子这个名字指示的就是当我儿子以利亚来到的时候，这个大而可畏的这个日子就会来到了。
So that person will come in the spirit and power of Elijah.
所以这个人的话就会在这个以利亚的身上有这个大的灵。
And what Elijah ministry will show is the hearts of fathers turn to their children, and the hearts of the children turn to their fathers.
所以当以利亚来的时候，他要做什么事呢？就是使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
So who turned to whom?
那谁转向谁呢？
In your family, who always turned to whom?
在你们个人家里是谁向谁先向谁转向转呢？转向呢？
Is fathers turn to children or children turn to father?
是爸爸先向儿女这个心的转向呢，还是儿女先向爸爸转向呢？
But Elijah, when he came, this will happen.
当这个以利亚来的时候，这两样事都会发生的。
Well, how this can happen is this: the father turned his heart toward this direction, and the children turned his heart to this direction. Then they turned to each other.
所以这个景象就好像说，爸爸转向这里，儿女转向这里，然后他们就彼此都能够互相转。
Actually, they turned to the same center.
其实是他们是在中间向正中间转向
and that is Jesus.
这就是耶稣基督
Father turned to Jesus and the children turned to Jesus then you can see is Father turned to their children and their children turned to their fathers
所以其实是、父亲儿女都向耶稣这样 转向在中间所以看起来就好像父亲跟儿女彼此互相转向
When that person withElijah's spirit and power will do this ministry.
So, when this with Elijah, the same power of the man appears, he will do this thing.
Could you imagine in their history? One is Moses, 1400 years ago, and Elijah is 850 years ago. And now, put all these three people together in front of Jesus, and they talk to each other.
So, you can imagine.所谓的摩西是主前1400年的人物，那以利亚也是主前850年的人物。突然在这一刹那间，这三个人包括耶稣在内，在一起谈话。
And the Bible say he, that means Peter. Peter did not know what to say. They were so frightened.
所以就讲到说彼得他不知道说什么就好了，所以他就讲以下这句这些话。
Remember.Even though they are so frightened, yet Peter still says something.
我们知道彼得这个人啊，即使是怕的时候，也不能让他闭嘴啊。
Even though he
要讲些什么东西啊。
Even though he did not know what to say, but he still says something.
其实他不知道自己要该讲什么，他还是要讲一些话出来啊。
This is the old self of Peter.
这就是彼得的老我啦。
He said, "Put up three shelters, one for you, Rabbi, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
哦、他就说、哦、这里真好啊我们可以搭三座棚一座给耶稣你一座给摩西一座给以利亚
Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them and a voice came from the cloud This is my son whom I love Listen to him
然后有一朵云彩来遮盖他们也有声音从云彩里出来说这是我的爱子你们要听他
This is my son. That means that very Jesus is my son.
这里用了一个的，就是这是我的爱子。
So who is talking?
那这个谁在讲呢？这是我的爱子。
If talking about my son, that means the father is talking.
那当然是父亲才会说这是我的爱子。
That the Godfather talking.
所以我们知道是天父在讲这句话。
Suddenly, when they look around, they no longer saw anyone with them except.Jesus.
突然他们向周围一看，突然不见，不再见一人，只有耶稣同他们在那里。
That means Moses disappear.
那我们知道摩西就消失了。
Elijah disappear.
以利亚也消失了。
But only Jesus stay there.
只有耶稣还在那里。
And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead.
所以下山的时候，耶稣吩咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。”
They kept the matters to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant.
如果他们门徒将这话存记在心，彼此议论从死里复活是什么意思。
They did not understand, and they could not comprehend what that means.
他们就是没有办法了解这个到底是什么意思。
And they asked him, why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?
然后他们就问耶稣说，文士为什么说以利亚必须先来？
Could it be possible because that great and dreadful day of the law comes? Because in their mind, that may be the question. Could it be possible that in the prophecy, talking about that great and dreadful day, actually is coming now?
所以他们就议论，心里有个疑问，说：“哦，是不是那个所谓的旧约里这先知所讲的这个大而可畏的日子，是不是现在就要来到了呢？”
Because they saw Elijah.
因为他看到以利亚。
And this transfiguration turned out really a shock to them.
所以这个登山变相这件事情，对他们说是一个很大的震撼的一件事情。
So they kind of try to link whether that day is coming.
所以他们就想要哦，我就照旧约的预言，是不是这个就是所谓的那个大而可畏日子，是不是就要来了
？So they brought Elijah issue to Jesus.
所以他们就把这个以利亚这件事情就提出来问耶稣。
Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected?"
耶稣说，以利亚固然要先来。复兴万事，经上不是指着人子说他要受许多的苦，被人轻慢吗
？But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him.
我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，他们也任意待他，正如经上所指他的，所指着他的话。
So apparently, Jesus is talking about a person.
所以很显然，耶稣这里讲的是一个人。
So we need to rely on Jesus' own word about Elijah.
所以我们要用神的耶稣自己的话语来解释这句话。
Who is that Elijah Jesus claimed has come already?
耶稣这里所指已经来过的这个以利亚是谁呢
？And in Matthew, Jesus said this: I tell you the truth, among those born of women.There has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
我们看一下马太福音第十一章，耶稣讲说：“我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而天国里最小的比他还大。”
So he is talking about John the Baptist.
所以显然而易见的，耶稣这里讲的是施洗约翰。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men laid hold of it.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰为止。
And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah.Who was to come?
你们若肯领受，这人就是那应当来的以利亚。
So actually, at that time, John the Baptist was martyred. He was killed by King Herod about almost 2 years ago, ahead of Jesus.
所以这里其实讲，提到两年以前，于是约翰就已经殉道了，他是被这个希律王砍头的，杀死的。
So Jesus, through his own word, he said, John the Baptist, you knew this person, and he was martyred, and he was the prophesied Elijah.
So Jesus, he 亲口就告诉门徒说，你们都知道这个是约翰这个人，你们也认识他，他就是这个所说的这个以利亚，而他来过了。
So that means Elijah, as prophesied, he has already come. That means the real great and dreadful day.Will follow.
这个意思就是说，既然以利亚已经来过了，那这个大而可畏的日子就马上要来到了。
So we have seen the whole process going to the high mountain and Jesus transfigured, and then he taught them about the very day is coming.
所以我们就看到这个整个过程，耶稣带他们三个门徒上山，然后他改变形象。然后讨论到以利亚，然后就告诉他们说，以利亚已经来到了，然后这个大而可畏的日子就即将来临了。
And we remember that Peter, that old Peter, when he became old, And he started to write down his memoir.
所以我们记得当彼得老彼得老的时候，他开始把他的以前的事情写下来的时候。
In 2 Peter, he said this, "We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty."
我们看到彼得后书二章，彼得后书第一章，彼得讲说，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For Jesus received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased."
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说。这是我的爱子，是我喜悦的。
We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
So this is actually the Peter's witness.
这是彼得他亲眼所见的。
Brothers and sisters, we are also now in the journey.For the glory.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天也是在一个走向神的荣耀中的一个旅途中。
I got some opportunity to talk with the people who want to move into full-time ministry.
我有这个机会跟一些想要做全时间的传道人做一些分享。
I always ask one question.
我每次都是要问一个问题。
If you want to devote your whole life for Jesus, for the ministry, have you ever seen the glory?
我问了一个问题，说你当你准备要全时间、全身奉献做主的工作的时候，你有没有见过神的荣耀？
You yourself, individually, you have seen God's glory that He revealed to you.
你自己有没有亲身见过神的荣耀？神有没有向你显现过他的荣耀？
If not, don't go that route.
如果没有的话，我劝你就不要做所谓的终身完全传道。
Maybe that is just only your personal zeal.
也许这只是你自己大发热心而已。
Your own ambition.
你自己一个野心。
Unless you really see His glory.
除非你真的见到神他的荣耀。
Because through this journey, from time to time, you will stumble, and you are feeble, and you will become weak.
因为当你走这条全世界奉献的道路的时候，你会遭一些困难，你会觉得软弱，你会跌倒。
At that time, you just want to give up.
那个时候你就只想要放弃。
And only at that time, His glory can sustain you.
在那个时候，只有你曾经见过的他那个荣耀才能够支持你。
So to be honest with brothers and sisters, if you want to go through this journey, and you anticipate the glory ahead, you got to see the glory before that.
So, 各位弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要能够预先就能够有这个心智，说我们要看到这个荣光在前面那个荣光。
Through this occasion, then hopefully Lord will shed some light for one of us or each one of us.There's some glory sparkle to you.
希望我们借着这个经节，我们能够看到一些亮光，就是这个亮光能够在你的面，在你的身上，在你面前闪烁着。
I call this majestic glory.
我把这个亮光叫做荣光中的荣耀。
Firstly, we need to understand that beyond our real world that weOur eyes can see, our hand can touch, but there is something above that. It's called divine domain.
我们必须要承认，就是超过我们眼所见、手所能伸到的地方，有一个所谓叫做神圣的国度。
In that domain is completely different from the world that we are familiar with.
这个神圣的国度与我们这个熟悉的这个世界是完全截然不同的。
And that domain is more, much more real than the world that you feel so real, so sure.
这个神圣的国度要比我们所谓这个现实中的这个世界还要更真实。
In the history, empire rise up and vanish.
那我们知道历史来说就是这个帝国兴起，帝国灭亡。
Time just flow and history just continue to move forward.
然后历史在时间的洪流中不断的向前前进。
Lots of human effort just in vain.
然后人的一切的努力就消失在这个大的洪流之中。
But the divine domain prevail, and it become bigger and bigger, stronger and stronger.
但是这个神圣的国度是永远不会消失的，而且是越来越强大，越来越坚固。
Once you see that domain, you know why you live in on this earth.
然后当你看到这个神圣的国度的时候，你就知道你为什么要活在这个当下这个世界。
We live the purpose for our living nowadays is not just only for this world.
我们现在活在这个当下这个世界并不是只是为了这个世界而已。
Secondly is the transfiguration.
第二个我们看到是荣光的形象。
Jesus changed.
耶稣改变形象。
He became radiant to shine with bright rays of light from he himself inside.
然后他从整个人从自己里面放出这个强大的亮光。
See, Jesus performed many, many miracles.
耶稣他做过很多很多的奇迹神迹。
But all the miracles is outside of himself.
那他行的这些所谓的神迹就是在他这个界外，在他的身体以外所行的神迹。
But this is the very first miracle that upon he himself.
那这是第一个由他自己身体里面发出来一种神迹。
This means the glory that the clothes cannot even contain.
就他这个荣光到一个程度，这个衣服都不能够遮掩住的。
So the glory coming from inside and then penetrate through the clothes and then shining to the outside.
所以我们看到这个荣光到一个地步，就从透过这个衣服向外面发散出来。
This is to show us.A perfect life that in the heaven.
就告诉我们这是一个在天堂里面一个完美的生命。
It's full of holiness and glory and power.
充满的荣耀、大能以及圣洁。
And thirdly is there is no limitation.
第三个，它是超越时空的。
Because we knew that Moses was 1400 years ago ahead of Jesus.
那我们知道摩西是生在主前，耶稣生之前1400年。
And Elijah was 850 years ago.
那以利亚他是主前850年的人物。
So there is no restriction about time in front of Jesus.
所以我们知道这里没有时空的限制，对不对？
And actually, Elijah was taken away from God into the heaven.
其实也以利亚是他是直接就神就把他提走了。
And Moses, God, he himself buried him, so nobody knew where he was buried.
那摩西呢，是神亲自把他埋葬一个地方，是没有人知道的一个地方。
So they were in different places.
所以他们两个人完全是在不同的地方。
But within that domain, there is no restriction about space.
但是在这个神圣的国度里面的时候，就是没有时空的限制。
So there is no restriction.
所以没有任何的限制。
And you can see they talk to each other.
然后你可以看到他们彼此互相交谈。
So that means everyone, if at that time you are in front of God, you are alive, you are living being.
所以当你那个时空在那个时刻的话，你在神面前是活的。
That is called eternal life.
这个就是所谓的永恒的生命。
So they live in eternity.
所以他们就活在一种永恒的状态中。
And that is real.
这是真实的。
There is no restriction.
没有限制。
That is the total freedom.
这是一个完全的自由，一种释放。
And fourthly, this is a spiritual reality.
第四，它是一个属灵的一个实际。
Maybe through Elijah, he was a prophet.
通过以利亚，他是一个先知。
And Moses, he represents the law.
那我们知道摩西他是代表律法。
So if you combine the law and the prophet, nowadays we know that represents the Old Testament.
那我们知道旧约主要就是一个律法，一个先知，所以这两个人就代表旧约律法的全部。
So the Old Testament reveals some shadow of the truth.
所以旧约就是就为这个未来的事情的一个影子。
But in that domain, then everything is real. That you can just see the truth. You can understand all the revelation, and you will be totally understand the mystery of God.
所以当你进入那样一个国度的时候，你就能够明白这一切的事情，然后你就能够知道一些神的奥秘的事情。
Sometimes we read the Bible, some area we don't know exactly understand, but at that domain, you know 100% everything.
所以当你进到那个神圣的国度的时候，你不会像现在一样，有的明白，有的不明白，你会完完全全百分之百的明白。
Believe or not, at that domain, there is no need for faith.
也许你现在不相信，当你进到那个国度的时候，你不需要有信心。
Because everything is real.
因为每一样事情都是一个真实的。
At that time, you don't need to say, I believe, because the truth is in front of me.
那个时候你就不要说、啊、我相信，因为事实就摆在你的面前。
And the fifth is called intimate fellowship.
然后第五样就是真实的团契。
See, you can see Moses and Elijah and Jesus, they communicate each other directly, and that is a real fellowship.
所以我们看到摩西、以利亚跟耶稣他们在彼此对话，这是一个真实的一个团契。
Would that be amazing? Because at that day there is no camera.
啊，这是很奇异的一件事情，因为很可惜那个时候没有这个照相机。
Is anyone wondering how they can recognize that guy is Moses and this guy is Elijah?
所以也许你会问，哎，你怎么知道那个人就是以利亚，那个人就是摩西？你怎么知道他们长什么样子呢
？They must have a name tag, right?
也许他们有挂个名牌吧。
And you know what? Moses spoke Hebrew.
啊，你知道吗？其实摩西是讲希伯来话。
Elijah maybe also Hebrew.
以利亚也许也是讲希伯来话。
But do you know the language Jesus used?
那你知道耶稣讲的是什么语言吗
？Do you know that? It's not Hebrew.
不是希伯来语哦。
So they have different language there.
Yeah, 其实他们讲的语言都不同的。
But they can communicate.
但是他们也沟通啊。
So I think some people wish that in that domain everybody speak Cantonese.
我知道有些人希望到你那个国度的时候，每个人都讲广东话。
And then some Chinese may protest. We are the majority in this whole world. The official language should be Mandarin.
那有人就说，哎，我们是多数的啊，应该是讲国语啊，讲普通话哦。
Maybe this corner say no, English should be the one.
那也许有人说不对不对，应该讲英文。
Then the Israel people say no way, everybody speak Hebrew.
那以色列人就说没这回事，每个人都要跟我讲希伯来语。
In that domain, you can speak your language, but different people they will receive all the message by their own language.
那当你们进到那个国度的时候，你可以讲自己的话，然后那个听到的人，他收到的信息就是他们懂的那个语言。
This is a different world because there's no obstacle for communication and fellowship.
完全是不同的国度，因为在那里就一切东西语言都可以畅行无阻，没有障碍。
Nothing can be hidden.
然后没有任何可以隐藏的。
So that means.What I want to express, you will receive the whole message completely.
换而言之，就是我要表达的，你能够完完全全的吸收，完完全全的明白。
Then at that time, if a person tell you I love you, you will receive the whole love from his heart completely.
说那个时候，如果有人告诉你说我爱你的时候，你可以完完全全感受到他这个爱。
At that time, I really wonder that I like to talk to Peter.
我想要跟彼得在讲话。
Maybe some question for Paul.
也许会问保罗一些问题。
Maybe Augustine.
也许是奥古斯丁。
Maybe Lincoln, President Lincoln.
也许是林肯总统。
Maybe Newton.
也许是牛顿。
Maybe Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
也许是我们孙逸仙博士。
Because I can have a direct communication and fellowship with them.
因为我可以直接了当的、毫无障碍的与他们交通。
That fellowship is very valuable. It's you can appreciate and enjoy.
那这样的一个沟通的团契的话，是多么的宝贵，你会多么的享受啊！
And the sixth one is Godfather's presence.
那第六样是父神的印证。
This Creator will be among us.
这位宇宙万物的创造者，他会是在我们中间。
He will be our Father.
他是我们的天父。
And we can show our appreciation to him.
我们可以向他表达我们对他的爱意。
And we can start to understand he is our origin.
那我们可以开始明白他是我们自由拥有的创始者。
And then the next one is.We will see, or we will be revealed, Lord's authority and love.
然后第七样，我们会感受到神的权柄与爱。
Because God Father said, "This is my Son, whom I love, and you need to listen to him."
因为这里天父讲说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
See, actually, in a confusing generation, sometimes we are wonder who is the ultimate authority.
所以我们在这种混乱的时代中，我们常常会想说，谁是这个最后的权威在哪里呢？
Once we find out the ultimate authority, then we have that peace.
当我们找到这个最后的权威的时候，我们可以就会得到我们心里就有一种平安。
We have heard so many people like arguing and fighting, because why? Because everybody didn't really recognize the ultimate authority.
然后我们世间有这么多的混乱跟征战，就是因为没有一个人知道是这个最高的权威在哪里。
But once we know who is the final authority, then everything settles down.
当我们知道这个最高的权威在哪里的时候，一切事情都会沉淀。
No more confusion and no more confrontation.
不再有征战，不再有混乱。
And also, he is God's beloved son.
然后这个人就是神的爱子。
So, God's All his love pouring upon his son.
然后神所有的大爱都浇灌在他的爱子的身上。
Then we can share that love.
我们可以分享、汲取这种爱。
Eighth one is Emmanuel.
第八样就是以马内利。
Because Moses gone.
因为摩西走了。
Elijah left.
以利亚也走了。
But only Jesus stayed.
只有耶稣还留在那里。
Because he is your Emmanuel.
因为他是你的以马内利。
And also, we will reveal that Jesus' journey all the way to the majestic glory is through the cross.
那我们也看第九样，看到耶稣的路程就是从这个十字架，东过十字架，走入他的荣耀中。
Maybe you are now into a tough time.
也许你现在遇到一些困难的时候施行
But he lead us with the cross.
但是他背着他的十字架来引领我们
Look at his glory. Even nowadays, we don't even enter the domain, but we already knew that his glory is majestic.
虽然我们现在还没有到那个所谓的神圣的国度里面，但是我们知道，他的荣耀是神圣的。
Then it's worthwhile to follow him.
所以就追随他是一件值得的事。
We may receive encouragement from him.
他会鼓激励我们。
And also, the tenth one is prophecy fulfilled.
第十样是预言的应验。
All the prophecy that talking about now, see, Moses, he witnessed that, oh, I prophesied.1400 years ago, now it's real. The same also for Elijah. 850 years ago, everything become real.
那我们看到摩西是在1400年前，以利亚是在1850年以前，他们当时所预言的，在耶稣的身上都实现了。
See, for a prophet, the most difficult time for them is once they start to prophesy, but the reality was not fulfilled. They feel very embarrassing.
So we know, when a prophet says a prophecy, for them, the most difficult thing is they prophesied, but the prophecy did not come true.
How about you and I?
你我如何呢?
When we bring the gospel to people, they may challenge us.
当我们去给别人传福音的时候，他们也许会向我们挑战。
When is the second coming of Christ?
哦，你们说哦，你们说耶稣再来，耶稣再来，什么时候啊？
We bring the message, but we cannot see. If we don't see the fulfill, we feel a little bit shaky there.
所以当我们传讲这个神的信息的时候，如果我们看到这个预言还没有实现的时候，我们会觉得有点好像自己都有点打不定主意的样子。
So I think the prophecy for us, it's only one left, is he is coming back the second time.
所以这些一切，所有一切有关耶稣预言都已经实现了，唯一的我们还在等候的就是他第二次再来。
But through Moses and Elijah, then we should have that confidence.
所以透过摩西跟以利亚的经验，我们应该知道，我们也应该有这样的信心。
Once the prophecy become fulfilled, that show God's glory.
然后当这个预言都实现的时候，我们就知道神的荣耀就会显现。
Okay, the last one will be apostle witness.
最后一个就是使徒的见证。
God also invite us, your own witness for His glory.
神也要你我去为他做见证，为他的荣耀做见证。
I try my best to list all these majestic glory to share with you.
我尽我的力量来把这个荣耀、荣光中的荣耀写出来，跟大家分享。
This is not just only preaching.
这个不是在好像说讲道而已。
If among these you can take a scoop, that will be sufficient.
如果在我讲过了这么多十一样之中的话，你如果能够汲取其中一瓢的话，就已经够了。
Because that glory will hold you and help you and sustain you.
因为这样的荣光就足够能够支持你、保持你，让你能够坚持下去。
Let us pray.
我们去祷告。